This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Hi there, this is Hannah Miller, and I'm the Recruiting and Marketing Coordinator for the Teammates Mentoring Program. Thank you so much for being on this call. I just wanted to talk a little bit about National Mentoring Month and what it means to teammates. So National Mentoring Month, for those of you who don't know, started through Mentor. It's a nationwide campaign. So what it is, it's a way for us to thank our mentors and really to show recognition to them throughout the entire month. It starts January 1st, and it goes all the way to the end of January. We have a couple special dates to announce to you. They are January 17th is International Mentoring Day. Not something you really need to worry about. The one day that we're really going to focus on social media with is Thank Your Mentor Day, and that is January 19th, so mark your calendars. That's just a day to make sure you really thank your mentors. If you want to give a gift to them, this is the day to do it. If you want to really highlight some of your mentors, that's the day to do it. So just something to keep in mind. So we have a couple campaigns going throughout our National Mentoring Month, and the first is the My Mentor campaign. So what we're asking of you is to ask one of your mentors or maybe some of your board members or maybe somebody in your community or a donor, an adult in your community who really shows what or embodies teammates to you, somebody who has been a huge supporter of teammates. And I want you to take a chalkboard. You can do this with yourself, too. We want as many people as possible getting on board. But I want you to take a chalkboard or some kind of dry erase board or a sign and write my mentor in big letters. And then from there, write something about your mentor. So, for instance, I would put my mentor gave me the strength to pursue my career or something like that. Something that really shows what your mentor has done for you. And then you'll take a picture of it, send it on off to me after you get that image release, and then from there we want to post it on social media, we want to post it all over our website. Each week we'll pick one out of a hat that really was a rock star for your community. You can nominate them, and we'll do a little feature of them on our website every week. That way, too, that they can share it with their friends and family and spread the word about teammates. So if you have any questions about the My Mentor campaign, please contact me at hannah@teammates.org. So next we're going to go to our Teammates Toolkit, and if you'd like to follow along, we're going to teammates.org. That's how you get to your toolkit. You go up to the Events tab and go all the way down to National Mentoring Month. And here is where you can find some more information about the national campaign, National Mentoring Month. You can go to our national organization, Mentor. Click there. It'll give you all the background and all that kind of history for you. So for our customizable resources, now you don't have to use every single resource. Don't feel like you have to. But if you'd like to use one of them, a couple of them, or all of them, feel free to do so. The National Mentoring Month Toolkit is found in a link on the website. And then it'll take you to a Dropbox folder. If for some reason you can't get to it, please let me know, and I'll send you a different link. So in there are social media images. Though chapters don't have their own social media pages, everyone has their own personal social media. So, for instance, I have my Hannah Miller Facebook account. Feel free to post those social media images on your own Facebook. I know I'm going to make the cover photo mine for the whole month of January. It's a great way to spread the word about teammates. There's a customizable Word document for stickers to fit on coffee lids. One of our awesome program coordinators from Grand Island, Nancy Jones, created these. Basically, you know that the part of the coffee lid that's kind of a half circle, you stick a sticker on there and it just says, Celebrate National Mentoring Month, teammates.org, or whatever you want to put for your chapter, you're welcome to do that. We have a PSA recorded by Dr. Tom Osborne that you can take to your local radio station. An image release form. Let's say your local newspaper wants to contact one of your matches or do a story on one of your matches. Well, we have an image release form you can fill out, and here are some guidelines for it as well, which are also in the toolkit. If you're using a student who is in high school or elementary or middle school, we highly recommend high school. You can just ask them, the newspaper, to highlight their name, just their first name, and their school. And by school, I mean school district. So, for instance, let's say they want to interview little Hannah from Omaha Public Schools. You know, they wouldn't say Hannah from Burke High from Burke High School or anything like that. We'll just keep it to the school district and their first name. Now, I understand in the smaller communities, obviously you're all one school, but let's just keep it to school district name or chapter name. So we have our media guidelines there for you, and as well some speaking points. If they kind of run out of things to say, or if the news station wants just a little bit more information about what Teammates is, you can give them those speaking points. We also have a customizable press release you can use to talk about your event coming up or just about your chapter. You can fill in all the blanks and highlights there. We have some inexpensive recognition ideas. Everything on that list has been used by chapters, and we actually did a poll with a couple of our chapters on our last call, and here's what they had to do, what they said. In Burwell, they recognize mentors at a basketball game where the matches come on the court. Each mentor also received a copy of Dr. Tom Osborne's book, Mentoring Matters, and mentees wrote them thank you notes, which is huge. As a mentor who receives a thank you note from her mentee, it really is a great, great gift. Donette from Wilcox-Hildreth, they also do a basketball game, and they teamed up with another chapter who they happen to be playing for the team, so that worked out great. And they're also hosting a potluck supper for mentors that's hosted by the chapter and mentees' parents. That's a great way to also recruit mentors while you're at it. Just have them bring a friend or a family member who would make a great mentor. And then Mary from Laurel Concord, they also do a basketball game, and then the mentors receive a great gift or a small gift. Now, for gifts, if you are trying to get on our little pool there, we do have the prices up there and everything for you folks if you want to look at that. Or we do have items on our teammates store. So if you go over to the store, you click apparel, and then you can click giveaway items if you don't want apparel. And there are several things. You don't have to buy them in bulk. For instance, if you want to get the reusable plastic tumblers with the white logo, you can. You can get them one at a time. You don't have to have a bulk order of like 50 or anything like that. Same thing with the cell phone wallets and the rechargeable portable phone charger thing. Those are all also, you can buy one at a time. Okay. If you go back to the events and National Mentoring Month page, here's some other things we have in the toolkit. We have two posters and flyers for you to use. This year for our thank you notes, they're coloring pages. So if you remember back to partnership, we had that awesome design you can color with the 25 in the middle. We're doing that. That way, if the kiddos want to color their postcard, they can. If not, no big deal. It still looks cool on the back. And you flip it over, it can either be blank for them to write a thank you note, or there are three questions for them to answer, and I gave you two options for you folks to use. So for the questions, there's something along the lines of, you know, what's one thing you like about your mentor? What's your favorite part of your meetings or something like that? I know some kiddos may have trouble writing thank you notes, so this gives them a little extra thing to think about while they're thinking about their mentor. We also have a template letter to public officials. So to learn a little bit more about Mayors for Mentoring, you can go to our page on our website, which is under events as well. And here's what the first paragraph says. It says, Teammates began its Mayors for Mentoring campaign in July of 2015, starting with the support of several mayors who have been longtime supporters of Teammates in Mentoring. Since then, the campaign has grown to include 13 mayors in Nebraska and Iowa who are issuing proclamations in support of mentoring, leading recruitment efforts, and encouraging their city employees to mentor through Teammates. So we do have a toolkit for you to use if you'd like to get your mayor involved. Some examples of our mayors, we have Hickman, Hildreth, Holdridge, Omaha, and South Sioux City, Nebraska. Those are the ones who are really a big part of our program, as well as several others. So if you want to learn more, you can contact one of their program coordinators, or you can go to our toolkit, which is on the website. For more information as well, you can contact me or Brandon Lepke at BLEPPKE@teammates.org. And next, we'll just talk a little bit about Mentor One-to-One. So not only is this a great opportunity to thank and recognize our mentors, but this is a great opportunity for us to recruit them as well. A lot of people, what we've heard from most mentors is that they, you know, they hear about Teammates through the radio or brochures or different events, but they really pull the trigger and decide to mentor after hearing from one of their friends. So this is a great opportunity to get mentors recruiting as well as just recognizing them. So you can go to Lions clubs, fire departments, having a supper for all their mentors and having them bring a friend. Just having one thing Miller does that's really cool is they have a raffle ticket for nominations. So on our website, you can nominate a mentor. You can direct your mentors to that part of the website, have them put in their whole Christmas list or whatever they want to do, and each one of them gets a raffle ticket. And then that way, you also get the nominations. You get their contact information so you can keep following up with them. Or, you know, you're just letting your mentor know, hey, thanks. Thanks for giving me all these names. So you can either do a raffle prize like that, or if you just want to encourage them to nominate, you can do that as well. It's a great way to show mentors that they're appreciated, as well as trying to get their friends mentoring as well. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to contact me. My number is area code 319-610-8538, or my email is Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, at teammates.org. Thank you all so much for listening to the call, and I can't wait to hear your questions. Have a great day!